This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we should rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Wasn't it William Booth, Salvation Army, that said if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present? Oh, how few there are that understand that spiritual concept. You know, which brings me to this point. Isn't it interesting? I'm going to do this a little different today. Isn't it interesting how many people out there are complaining about the problems at hand, yet there's so many out there trying to use some new contrived form of methodology to actually bring forth resolve, yet when you look in Scripture, there's only one method, and it's the Holy Ghost method.
Right.
Read the book of Acts, yet we come up with these excuses. Well, not everybody's, you know, really called to do what you're called to do.
That rock in the boat stuff,
But Scripture tells us that we're all to do the work of an evangelist. And if we all have the end of our aim, which is Christ Jesus, and we receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls, you'd think we'd all be going the same direction. I mean, because when we look at the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and or the pastor, we're all called to do the same thing. We're all called to work together. Why is it that the pastor type, why do they seem that they have some sort of license that they get to go hide out?
Yeah.
And they can use a different methodology actually to bring forth the results, when in fact they don't get the results. So then what they do is they draw the line, and then they begin to ostracize those that know how to get the results.
Yep.
Because they don't like the way they get the results. But if they'd read the book of Acts and actually see how results are brought forth, they could see that there is no other way than the way that the Lord commanded us.
That's exactly right. You know, we were actually talking with a lady this week, and she was talking about her pastor, and she says, well, you know, he's a good teacher, but she said, finish the job. Why don't we talk about homosexuality?
No.
Why don't we talk about
homosexuality? No, you're right. You're exactly right. But these people, they think for some reason they're not called to do the same thing Bradley Dean's doing.
Right.
Oh, are we all called to do the same things that Jesus did? Are we all called to the same persecution, the same trials and the tribulation? No, that's just Bradley.
Right.
No. You know, we'll just complain about what's going on in the public schools, but we'll just say, well, you know what? I don't like the fact, man, this guy's like in trouble all the time. Am I in trouble for the right things, or am I in trouble for the wrong things? And here's the other thing. Is there fruit on the other side?
Yeah. I have to say, you were talking about William Booth here in just a moment, and also Catherine Booth. She said, you know, listen, you're talking about the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, she said, were filled with uproars and tumults and all these different things. And she said, bless God, if we had more of those things going on today, the world would be a different place. If we had a million boat rockers rather than just a few, our country would be in a different place right now. So when you're getting in trouble for righteousness' sake, woe unto them when all men speak well of you, the Bible says. Blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great
but
is the reward in heaven.
That's just for guys like Bradley
Too
Dean,
much
though.
Scripture going on.
No,
there,
we need to figure out. We got to do it where we're not going to get in trouble for it. We're not going to get in. You know, we're not going to be too radical. We don't want to offend anybody. Yet we'll just let those that we're complaining about do all of the above.
Right. They don't worry. Are they
getting results?
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's the great deception here.
Yeah.
The enemy knows how to do it, but the righteous, they sit back.
Yep.
And well, they just listen and they talk and they have another meeting and they bring forth no results whatsoever. Let me say this to answer all of it, and I'm going to give it over to Chase real quick. It's a good thing Moses didn't take a poll before he brought the children of Israel to the promised land.
That's right.
Because you'd get people like this that come up with every excuse under the sun as to why they don't need to take the heat. They'll just criticize the one that is taking the heat.
That's right.
That's what Ian Bounds says, is that while man seeks better methods, God seeks better men. It's like these pastor types especially, it seems like they're always trying to develop some kind of a mechanism.
They are.
Or method.
Yeah. They are.
That keeps the cross off their shoulders. That's what it's always designed.
But they want the power and they want the answer,
right,
but they don't want to actually walk out God's method.
Right, right, right.
And again, when you look at the book of Acts, there is no method.
Like they want a little extra shoulder padding when they're trying to bear their cross.
Totally.
When you were talking about this earlier, you know, people want to, in a sense, reinvent the wheel. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. The wheel's already been made. It's already there. It's clear in the Bible. The everything laid out for us, precept upon precept upon, in God's word. We don't need to reinvent anything. We don't need to try anything new. All we need to do adhere to what's already been given to us. I know that's just so simple.
No, because these guys are so diplomatic, and we know diplomacy is seduction in another guise. We know that they're so soft in the spine. They're a bunch of jellyfish who don't know how to keep God's commandments, and they don't know how to keep them because they don't love him enough to actually understand that God gave commandments and not suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this ministry goes on God's authority. We're not seeking out man's permission. Okay? The church isn't called to go about establishing righteousness only with regards to what man will allow and what man will not allow. We're called to go in God's authority. God said, I will establish. You are to dispossess. And that means to drive out previous occupants, to possess in their place. And I'll tell you why. Because God agrees with what I'm telling you right now, and so does the laws of the Constitutional Republic. What most men complain about today is unlawful and it's illegal, but they want a different methodology to deal with their enemy that's not playing with games. How does that work?
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't work, friends.
And
it doesn't
work. When you look at a guy like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he said, he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. If we're going around trying to please man, nothing's going to get accomplished. It's better to fear God and trust in him than it is to fear man.
I'm just so tired of people saying, you know, those sorts of things and just saying, you know, we're called to do this and we're not called to do that. We're all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's a total excuse. We want to hide behind prayer. We want to hide behind another meeting and act as if we're really doing something.
Right.
Now, friends, so you understand, we're going to be talking about schools. We're going to have Angela Bean here, who she's on the leadership team of OperationJerichoProject.com. She's going to be with us in just a couple minutes. We had her out at Restoring Our Promise event in Georgia. Another one of the speakers, along with Kevin Shipp from the CIA, and we had another one, Ismael Hernandez. We actually talked a little bit about him as well, but we're going to have her talking about what's going on in public schools. But here again, we have a woman that's willing to do the stuff, willing to get on a national platform and take it to the enemy without asking for permission to obey God and obey the laws of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. Okay? I didn't know that we were supposed to ask for permission from them that break the law.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Well, we have Angela Bean jumping on the radio with us in just a couple seconds. Steph, I'll give you the next 30 seconds and fill it with words.
I'll culminate what you were saying there. It reminded me of an analogy when you're talking about there's a difference between those who hide behind prayer and those who actually do. Now, of course, you have to mix your works and your faith and your prayer all together. But people who like to hide behind it remind me of this. I remember one time there was a group of homosexuals. And what happened was there was one particular group that was praying for them, but then there was you that went out and actually talked to them and tried to woo them.
Let's tell that story right on the other side
Sounds
of this
good.
Break. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to have Angela Bean, leadership team of OperationJerichoProject.com. She's going to jump on with us in just a couple minutes. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail. Where there is pains, to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country, bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Friends, check us out on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out Bradley Dean, two different websites. Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines are accessible, by the way, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Listen to this quote by a man of God by the name of John G. Lake. He said, in those earlier centuries of Christianity, he said Christianity didn't go into the world apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil and lived in holy triumph.
Amen. Yeah,
I know we got some of these people listening. They're still trying to crawl over their cross. They want the power of God unto salvation,
but
they don't want to bear the cross. They don't want to deny themselves. They want to keep it the way it is. They don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers. And then again, they wonder why they get absolutely zero results. None, nada. But they know how to talk.
Right.
They know how to say what needs to be said. Interestingly enough, you're hearing these points, these softened down points from the modern day harlots and hirelings, for the most part. And really what it comes down to, friends, is the fact that you're hearing this from the pastors and the teachers, and you're hearing this from the evangelists, and they have their theology completely upside down on their head because people don't realize that Jesus in the New Testament was and is a preacher of the circumcision, a preacher of the law to grace. Most people believe the modern day whore from the pulpit that says we don't preach the law anymore, that is a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. We don't want to repent. Therefore, don't show us that we need to repent. Therefore, get rid of that law. Yet they call Jesus Christ their Lord.
Right.
Lord of what? A Lord of you? Is he your servant or are you his servant?
Why do you call me Lord and don't do the things that I say?
Case in point. Another point. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12:28, first the apostle, second the prophet, third the teacher. Why are pastors in America leading the church? 1-866-233-0747. Come on. Read the word. And what you'll do, these people that actually bring forth these objections to what's said, answer that one. Don't go to the pastor that's leading the church and ask him the question, why are you leading the church when in fact it's supposed to be the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher? He'll give you a good reason as to why he doesn't, and then you can also remain in your sin as to a good reason why you don't do what you're supposed to do, because you're hiding behind him, acting as if he's the one that's going to bring you into heaven. How does that work? 2 Timothy 4:5, be watched. It says this. It says, watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. It says to all believers in the body of Christ, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Wait a second. To the modern version, but watch thou in some things and endure what you have to, but just make sure nobody brings forth any fruit, because if they do, then we got to figure out some sort of other excuse as to why we're not doing that.
And turn back if it gets too hard.
If it gets too hard, just go ahead and turn back. And I'll tell you what, try to find fault with the messenger. Mm-hmm. That's what you have to do. When we look at the apostolic and the prophetic, does anybody need a textbook as to why they were killed?
No.
A little homework here, friends, will answer that question quite quickly, because prophets, apostolic people, are not asking for man's permission to get God's job done. They love God enough to actually do what God commanded them, and they are establishing. The Bible says in Isaiah 35, hold not your peace until he establish. That's exactly what this ministry is set out to do. We are not going to hold our peace until the Lord establishes righteousness, because he promised to do it, and he's not a man that he should lie. I got to get over to Angela here.
Sounds good.
Angela, how are you?
I'm fabulous today, Bradley. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had you out at Restoring Our Promise. Actually, that was a part of what you guys had going on out there. And you were one of the speakers. And I don't do this very often in saying that, because I'm very particular. But the way that you laid out what you were talking about with Common Core, I thought it was worthy, big time, to actually get it out there. Because you weren't talking about just Common Core. You were bringing a culmination of everything that's going on through No Child Left Behind, through International Baccalaureate, and really what it's aimed at. And what I seen with you, Angela, was the fact that you were willing to lay the axe to the root of the tree and drop the whole tree. And I think that's what you did so well. And so in saying that, thank you for being on the Sons of Liberty. We appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you. And I love your analogy, because it's interesting, in the last 2 years as I've been fighting this Common Core, the opponents to Common Core, namely our legislators who say they're against Common Core, don't want to reveal a lot of the truth that I've uncovered and try to speak out against. So that's why I appreciate you having me on your show today.
Well, I would say expound. I'm curious as to know what you're saying right here. When you're talking about those that are willing to actually promulgate or promote or to bring forth an implementation of this program, they're willing to, are you saying, are they willing to bring forth the program, but they don't want you to know everything about it?
Well, that's certainly what the proponents of Common Core want to bring out the program and tell parents that this is higher standards and they're rigorous and your children are going to develop critical thinking. That's what proponents say. Now, the opponents to Common Core, who are the legislators across our nation who have withdrawal legislation and are, you know, say they're fighting against it, they want to just tell parents, well, we've got to get rid of Common Core because it's got fuzzy math, or it's got, you know, some replacing classics of literature with informational text, and that's just not good. But they don't want to tell the parents that who is connected to Common Core. What is it all about? They don't want to mention that the Chamber of Commerce is really promoting Common Core, because the whole ideology of Common Core is not to teach our children reading, writing, and arithmetic. It really dates back decades to the John Deweys of our world, the Federal Department of Education being formed under Jimmy Carter, and prior to that, Johnson's War on Poverty. But the idea is for the federal government to take control and teach our children. And working with the Chamber of Commerce, they want to train our children for the global workforce. You know, that's not my words. That's how they promote the Common Core.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they don't want our parents to know that the connections to entities like the United Nations, UNESCO, is really highly involved in this. And Bill Gates with Microsoft is one of the major funders, the pusher for Common Core.
Interesting. And this is stuff that I knew, but in saying that, I want to get to kind of the nitty-gritty. Give me some examples when you're talking about fuzzy math with Common Core. Can you kind of give some examples to our listeners as to what exactly are you talking about when you say fuzzy math? Give us a couple examples as to what they're trying to force down the throats of our children.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The National Council for Teachers of Mathematics has long been the organization that has been looked to help us form how we teach our children math. Well, recently, about the time Common Core came out, the council released a report called Teaching Math and Social Justice. Which is just crazy. It's like the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics now feels like it's more important to teach our children redistribution of wealth using math to change the ideology of our children from capitalism to socialism with redistribution of wealth. And so this is what we're seeing coming into the Common Core math that parents aren't even aware of. It's such a subtle thing. And it starts as early as kindergarten.
Wow. Now, Angela, a question for you. If you were to point out,
I want to get back to that, but go ahead.
I was going to say, if you were to point out, you know, speaking of fuzzy math and things, if you were to point out maybe three other really strong hit you in the face, you do not know what's in this curriculum that parents need to know. If you had 30 seconds to say this is why Common Core is bad, what would you say to a parent?
Well, we're no longer teaching your child the fundamentals of reading, writing, and arithmetic. We now need to teach your child social justice, equity, and sustainability. And this is what we've been teaching in our classrooms for years, actually. Parents need to understand Common Core is not something new. This has been in our classrooms for years. I'm just grateful that now parents are starting to realize. And what, you know, social justice, equity, and sustainability, parents don't even realize what those are code words for. And social justice is about redistribution of wealth, which is socialism. Sustainability is about worshiping Mother Earth and protecting Earth rather than worshiping the Creator.
Yep.
And when we have events in our schools like celebrating Earth Day, well, it's not about planting trees. That's about teaching our children a whole new religion. And so these things are in our curriculum, and it doesn't matter whether it's math, social studies, science, history. It's enmeshed in every curriculum that their children are.
Angela, can I get you to hold on over onto the other side of this next break? Okay, that's great. Folks, we got Angela Bean, leadership team of OperationJerichoProject.com. By the way, when we're talking about social justice, that's a perversion because we need to keep in mind that equality is always under God's law.
That's right.
I'll explain right when I come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Now, friends, everybody across the boards in this country, in the United States of America, I know there's 53 countries that listen to us, but it's interesting, we always hear equality, equality, equality. But we need to keep in mind that when we're talking about equality, friends, we're talking about the use of God's law to decide what's right and what's not right, what's evil and which is good. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us that God told us the righteous in Jesus' name are to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Equality is what God claims is equal and just under the law. If you go to the definition of equity, Webster's 1828, the definition is justice, right. In practice, equity is the impartial distribution of justice. You ready for this? Or the doing that to another which the laws of God and man and of reason give him a right to claim.
Yeah.
So it's always under law, friends. When we're hearing equality concerning the homosexuals and social justice folks, what they're doing is they're omitting law and they're removing it from God in his sovereignty as man in their foolishness gives it over to the state and their sovereignty.
And that's an excellent point because people need to look beyond these great sounding things they throw at us. You know, the Patriot Act, social justice. You're thinking, oh, these are all positive things. You got to pull that curtain back and find out what they're truly meaning behind it.
Well, even social justice, there's a perversion in even that statement.
When you go and you look at some of these things, even though this is the bottom line, is even though things may sound good, even though when you flip on, you know, the news and you hear anybody saying anything that sounds so good, pull the curtain back and see what's behind it. See what's actually in, for example, Common Core. See what's actually in the material itself. Don't listen to some legislator or the president say wonderful things about it. Go find out what's actually in the material.
And to say that, to say this, we have Angela Bean. She's a part of the leadership team of OperationJerichoProject.com. I want to get back to this, Angela, really quick. Can you give us some examples of fuzzy math, for example? I'm just curious.
Yeah. I wish I could give you examples of fuzzy math, but it's just so outrageously complicated that it's not something that you can describe. You almost have to show it. And there's lots of examples of that at our website, OperationJerichoProject.com, where we show you some examples. But to put it simply, we're not teaching our children the standard algorithms that those of us that are age 50 and older learned when we were in school, where 2 plus 2 equals 5, equals 4. No, a child can do 2 plus 2 equals 5, and they can still have it counted correctly if they showed the Common Core method. And that's what a lot of parents are objecting to, is that we feel like they're dumbing down our children. And the method is, like I said, not the standard algorithm, but it is meant to cause the child to lose their love of learning, and especially math. We lose our math learners because of the non-traditional ways that they want to influence our child with, then we've lost a lot of generation of children who can be the great job creators in the future.
Now, I got to say something about this. I deal a lot with numbers, and one thing that I love about numbers is that numbers don't lie. If you go through and you're working through a different thing and the numbers don't add up, you need to go back and find out what you did wrong or where it was missing, because eventually it'll come together, because the numbers are absolute. If you take away that absolute, like you said, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous to me to think of 2 plus 2 equaling 5.
But I think that's the point in saying this, Angela, is the fact that they want to complicate it, and the reason it's complicated, it's just like the IRS tax code. There isn't a code. When you look at the Obamacare, there is no resolve because they don't want resolve, and it shows you again the distortion in which the American people are actually subjugating their children over to, because the people that are actually bringing forth these educational schemes, non-educational schemes, it's interesting to me that they mean to confuse the child. They don't mean to bridge anything together, because, again, as you said, they don't want the child to want to learn.
Well, and that's part of it. And then not only the math, when we're talking about the other component of the standards, which is the English language arts, a lot of people think, well, you know, that's another safe subject. But they're actually called the English language arts and literacy and history, social studies, science, and technical subjects. So this is a way that the progressives have been wanting to change what our children believe is true about our constitutional republic and the history of our nation, and they tried to influence that with national history standards decades ago and got a lot of pushback because of the anti-American content of the standards. Well, now they're influencing these incorrect teachings into the English language arts through replacing the classics of literature with informational texts and nonfiction readings. And so a lot of parents don't even understand that their children are getting a education on history and the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights through the English language arts.
Yeah. Hang on. Out of experience, I had a Wisconsin principal actually say to me, did you know that the science books and the history books are being changed every 3 years? He said that to me, and he said it with a chuckle on his face. And he kind of chuckled it out of his mouth a little bit. And then he said, whatever starts at the top goes at the bottom. This was 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
You know, so again, this is not like something that's hidden from the eyes of the parents that are, in fact, dropping their students off at public schools in the 86th percentile that are complaining about what's going on in this country. And, what I have found, and more than anything, friends, is if you're willing to fight for them, they will respond to the truth. Because I have found in public schools all across the country, that they know that they're being lied to. But the sad part about it is the American mom and dads are actually allotting this to take place,
yeah.
And they're subjecting their students to everything and protecting them from nothing. Now, I want to jump topics really quick. Actually, we're talking about the same topic, but a different question. I know that the UN global agenda is to usurp parental authority concerning their children. We're seeing that in this country, too. But I also know that we still have the law on our side. Can you kind of explain how these programs are actually trying to get in there and take away the authority from the parent and the student?
Well, you know, the end game goal of creating these national standards is to, number one, we've got to eliminate the classroom teacher. by moving our children away from direct instruction of an authority in the classroom to online learning.
Mm-hmm.
And we have actually got laws passed in Georgia, and I suspect they're being passed in other states as well, to mandate that the local school districts allow children to take their courses online, and the local school systems will pay for it. And it's a mandate. It's not a suggestion. So the state is requiring local school systems to let the kids take the classes, even though they're in the brick and mortar. But the challenge for parents is that parents think, oh, okay, this is great. This is like homeschooling. No, it's the online courses that the state approves.
That's right.
The online courses also teach Common Core. So there's no freedom for parents there to choose what online courses their child is going to be forced to take, where the parent doesn't even know what the child is learning. Then in Georgia, we also had legislation passed, it was, I'm sure, in other states as well, for career pathways. Now, these are being implemented in many schools across the nation now, starting middle school and high school level, but the law in Georgia to start next year mandates in kindergarten that a career pathway be selected for a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the parent deciding what career pathway, it's the state deciding what career pathway that child is most suited on based on the assessments that our children are going to be going through next year and the data they're going to be collecting on our children to assign that career pathway. And so we see just a lot of local control and parental authority being usurped through mandates coming from the state and the federal government.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Now, I want to
know, how is it that these people that are actually implementing these mandates from the state, have they been named? And are they still free, or are they now behind bars?
Well, that's a very good question. I think that there should be a really big lawsuit for parents to
say the least.
Because we really have implemented some programs that are unconstitutional and illegal. And, you know, in the state of Georgia, when these Common Core standards were adopted, they bypassed the laws that dictate how standards should be determined in our state of Georgia, yet no one is going to jail, and that's amazing to me.
But here again, we got these good men in the pulpits today across the boards. They're praying about it. And at least they're praying about what needs to happen. We're talking about our kids here, friends, and I would submit this question to everybody listening today, friends. I'm not taking it too far. They're taking it too far. Where are they deriving their just powers from to bring forth an illegal educational scheme, and where are they deriving the power to assert parental authority in this country when, in fact, when you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll see that they work for the American people. We do not work for them. And that's what amazes me more than anything, Angela, is we can highlight all these problems. We know what they are. But the people that are actually promulgating, these that are actually bringing forth these programs, well, they're still out there doing what they're doing. And the American people know exactly who they are. They know that they're getting popped open wide on No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate, now Common Core. Now they're going to rebrand Common Core. And again, we see the snakes that are actually bringing forth these programs, and we allow them to slither away only to bring forth another assault on our children on another day.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I got one more question, and I'll give it over to you, Angela. What is the resolve?
Well, first of all, I think the quickest resolve is for parents to get their children out of the schools.
Amen.
Do it quickly. Because there's a lot of things that we can do following man's rules legislatively, but it will take a long, long time to cleanse our schools of the ideology that is enmeshed into every curriculum. And not only that, I mean, bless the teachers. We've got teachers coming out of our university systems who went there with all the good intentions of the world because they love children, want to teach, but they're being taught to teach our children this crap.
That's exactly.
And so they don't know any different. And so it will take a while to retrain our teachers. And so my best suggestion is to get your kids out and visit the OperationJerichoProject.com website. We've got solutions. We've got access to homeschool groups and private Christian school information, ways that you can.
Trenches, doing what it takes to. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Liberty. Just had Angela Bean on over the last couple segments. She is part of the leadership team of OperationJerichoProject.com. Steph, I know that you had brought up the, you know, you were going to ask Angela the question about the immorality that's being pushed. That's kind of a given, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean,
how far it's gone.
Yeah, we know. We're looking at, you know, things like fuzzy math and all these things that she's pointing out, which of course are.
I said immorality.
Horrible. Yes, exactly. Yeah. We're looking at those things, but what I wanted to point out the fact is, that's all on top of all this sexually explicit immorality to the max.
It shows you the mind of those that you are allowing to rule the roost.
Right. So, yeah, when you look at all these things, you can talk about all that, the extra stuff, you know, the math and so on. But the bottom line is we're pushing 100% immorality. I know that we had another guy in here recently. He was talking about how it's basically pornography for our young children. They're reading these books that are outrageous.
If I walked into a public school and did and taught and said to these students in public schools what they're being taught through the textbooks in their science classes, I'm sorry, their health classes,
right,
I would be thrown in jail as a pedophile.
Exactly, and Rob Cunningham, he brought that up about the immorality and all that stuff that's going on. So we need to make sure that we are, if you have a child in a public school, number one, get them out. It's your responsibility. They're your children. They're not the state's. And we need to fight these things because we are brothers.
Now, let's roll back just a second here. I got to take another phone call real quick. Where are the representatives in this country, I'm just putting the question to the people, where are they deriving their authority to usurp parental authority?
I can tell
they
you.
They don't have it.
Exactly.
It's only given through the permission of the silence.
That's right. Because the parents stand down, therefore someone's going to grab the authority.
That's permission.
Yeah.
That's permission.
To sin by silence when you should protest makes cowards of men. And listen.
But the professed church in America is praying.
Oh,
and there's a lot of those good men out there. They're at the football game, but they're having meetings every once in a while, and they're talking about the problem.
Yeah, you know, that's the good time to bring up that story we were talking about before that break. We never quite got to because we had Angela on the line. But there was an event that we had, and this is a bunny trail, but most of you understand this. There was an event where there were some people protesting homosexuals. And there was a group over here on the left sitting there looking at the homosexuals, praying for them. They didn't actually, like, cross the street or cross the line to go over and actually talk to the homosexuals to bring forth the commandments of God on their sinful lifestyle. They were over there praying. But
there was about 200 or 300 people on the grass outside of this church building. And I remember the speaker was basically backhanding the gay population. Well, the gay population was across the street, all six of them, protesting what the church was doing because they were protecting marriage, and rightfully so.
Right.
But their love went no further than out of their lips, and yet it was Jesus that said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. What we did is we got involved and we crossed the line, and we went over and began to talk to these transvestites and these homosexual supporters, which, by the way, many of them were professed Christians.
You know, and I want to say that right there is a perfect example of the difference between the Sons of Liberty and your average church group that you're going to see out there. They're sitting on the one side of the grass praying about the problem, but not actually going out to seek and save that which is lost, reaching over to the actual homosexuals themselves
or
and
any
do
other
something
category
about the problem.
Yes.
The Sons of Liberty, we crossed the line. We went over actually where they were, talked with them, brought forth the commandments, sin, righteousness, and judgment to make a change in their hearts to bring them unto the Savior. Of course you have to have prayer, but prayer is not an excuse to sit and do nothing. Prayer should be like gas in your tank to get your motor rolling, baby, and keep going forward.
Yeah.
We think, oh, Lord's hiding me. Good. Great. Get out of the way for someone who's going to do something then.
But
stand up and make a difference.
But a low standard of Christianity is responsible for much of the shame and sin and wickedness in the world, and let them find fault because they will. But the fact of the matter is the Bible tells us we're to judge a man by his fruit, not how well he can talk.
That's exactly right. And you know, you're talking about finding fault. I'm sure you can go to any place in America. It's so easy for those people.
No. I'm trying to make a point that even with what we do and how we've done it, well, what people will leave out of the equation is the fruit that's in the basket,
right,
wherein you are to actually judge the man by his fruit, not what you don't like about
him. Yeah, well, I definitely think that most people who complain about the doers are the do-nothings.
Of course.
So when you sit there and you are a spectator,
or
of
you're
course,
not doing it our
a,
way.
A spectator can say everything in the possible about how to play the game, but who's actually in the game is who counts.
We got Julie calling from Alabama. How are you? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, thank you. By the way, I've homeschooled for 22 years.
Amen.
Good for you.
And the problems in the education system are not new. They've just accelerated.
Yep.
It's been a logical, you know, progression. So,
no,
anyway.
Of course.
And we high-five you, Angela, homeschool mom for 22 years.
Julie.
I'm sorry, Julie, you've got
Angela
it going on. It's okay, I'm a little slow today, Julie. I apologize.
That's okay. Anyway, so, but much like why I called was at the first you mentioned about the prophets first, and then, you know, I can't quote the scripture.
Apostles first, prophets second, teachers thirdly. Yep.
I just wanted to point out that a pastor is a ministry position.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many gifts and many effects or many ministries. So a person can be called into the ministry of a pastor and have a teaching gift, an evangelism gift, a prophecy gift. They can have, there's many gifts that might be called into that ministry.
But it's still, when we look at Scripture and what Scripture lays out, namely in the New Testament, pastors brought up one time in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. When you look at the apostle, he's the one that operates in the fivefold ministry, not the pastor. So when you're looking at the pastor or you're looking at the teacher, we got to go back to Scripture again because that's the final authority. And that's all I'm highlighting is the fact that we got so many pastors. Stephanie's dad is a pastor. She's a PK kid. And what we find is the pastor is doing everything and he's being burnt out by doing everything when in fact he's not equipped to do it at all. And we're seeing this across the boards. We have pastors running the church when in fact they don't have any business running the church. Now, when we get back to the proper function of the church, the apostle and the prophet and the teacher, they are the ones to work together to break up and to establish. And that's what I'm talking about and what we see in America today. What's an apostle? A prophet? Oh, that's a thing of the past. A teacher? Oh, yeah, we know a lot of the teachers. But the fact of the matter is we have to do it the way God said it so we can establish and actually lay out the foundations of who we are in the church in America the way God commanded it, not the way that man wants it.
And I think, too, if you find it. In Scripture, you look at the disciples, they were apostles. The Lord sent out the apostles.
That's
right. And I think our mentality in America is we're so used to the pastor position. All churches have pastors. It's how we are raised up, how we're brought up to think. But we have to go back to the Word of God and say, well, what did the Lord? He caused his apostles to go forth first. The prophets broke up the ground. The teacher gave them wisdom and knowledge.
And it
the
was
pastor,
actually the elders that were appointed to oversee the church,
exactly,
not the pastors.
Right.
Yes, I agree. I'm going to a church that doesn't have a pastor, by the way. We just have elders.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
No pastor.
Very
and
cool.
And the men take turn preaching. So.
Amen.
I think that's
well,
good.
We're high-fiving you right now, sister,
that's
in Alabama.
That's right, Julie.
For the sake of time, thank you for your call. We appreciate you very
thank
much.
You.
Thank
yep.
you.
Folks, God calls to the Christian churches today. It's to come forth from their hiding place, just as Elijah came forth, and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God in Jesus' name, and again, meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you what, if they don't meet them in the name of Jesus Christ and win the day, it's because they don't have Jesus Christ to win the day.
That's right.
Enough said. And show me in Scripture, friends, where it's otherwise, because it's not to be found anywhere.
You know, I think the big difference when you look at, you know, the apostles and the prophets and the generals of God from the olden days to now is their overcoming spirit. These men and women, these founding forefathers, these apostles and prophets, these generals of God had an overcoming, victorious, we're going forth, we're winning the day spirit. That's the spirit of Christianity. Christianity by nature is aggressive. Read Aggressive Christianity by Catherine Booth. Now we've got quote-unquote Christians that are
apathetic, spineless,
don't offend.
Football's more important.
Succumbing rather than overcoming. No real victories. That's the difference when you look at Christianity that was back in the day to Christianity today. And we need to turn that right side back up and say, we are more than conquerors in Jesus' name. We're victorious. We're going to go forward.
And that's why we have women such as Angela Bean from OperationJerichoProject.com. Because she's willing to do what a man is not.
That's right. And
Amen.
We've got good people like Julie raising up their kids
Amen.
At home. You know, she might be raising up the next George Washington. You never know. But I want to say for those of you that say,
well,
listen.
What if her last name's not Washington?
Okay, you get my point. Thank you, Bradley Dean. For those of you that say, listen, when you gave that analogy between the mundane ministry and the Sons of Liberty that's actually going out and ready to bridge that gap, that's us. And for those of you that say, I want to get behind you guys for doing that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure one-time donation or become a son or daughter of Liberty. You support us on a monthly basis, and it helps us to do what we do, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you, Julie. We appreciate you very much. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds not words, said George Washington. He got that from none other than the Christ. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box Fox videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.